Welcome back to O'Brien and Levine, the radio entrepreneurs show dedicated to litigation for the whole week. And my co-host for the week, again, is I need my legal backup, is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Hi, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you. This is sizzling so far.
Let me ask you, all week, Mark, I got to cut you off. Have you placed every one of these partners in every firm that we've interviewed?
Well, let's put it this way. I've successfully worked with some in terms of either assisting them in their firms or assisting them in their careers.
Well, I just don't understand it because half the attorneys that have come in have kissed your ring. I just don't get it. I feel like I'm watching The Godfather. You know, the way they come in the room.
Well, you're kind. I've enjoyed having this. This is like the, as you know, this is like the Super Bowl and playoffs to me. So,
well, you know, our next interview is
we're not going to get to the Super Bowl.
one of our next interview is one of our own reporters from Radio Entrepreneurs. It's Peter Meyerson, who talks about business and the law. But today, Peter's joining us for this interview on the record series to talk about how do you pick a litigator, right, Peter?
Absolutely, Jeff.
And it's so important to do. And Peter, with his background in working, helping found and working with a lot of litigators as a business person, I think we got the right combo of person to talk about it. Peter,
well, welcome. If you're the godfather, he's the grandfather for law.
Nice, guys. You know, it's wonderful to be here with both of you. And I'm going to take the pins out of my back later.
I don't know. I just thought, as usual, I just say things as the way they are. Everybody knows Peter Meyerson. No,
Everybody knows. Everybody knows Jeffrey Davis, and everybody knows Mark Z.
How do you pick a litigator? Because most people don't really know how to.
Well, how would you pick a litigator? Somebody comes to you with a case, and says, Jeff, I don't know any lawyers. Now, I know you don't know anybody like that.
Yeah.
But
it only happened twice in the last 2 weeks.
Okay. So how would you advise somebody? What would you advise somebody to do? And what would you advise the qualities that they look for in a lawyer? Because I originally was going to call this segment, the unintended consequences of
I hope you don't dislike my answer because you're not asking me a simple question. But I'll tell you, I used to work, 37 years ago for a surgical division of J&J, and they always said, don't listen to lay people when picking a surgeon. Go get a scrub nurse or another surgeon and find out through thought leadership. So the first thing I like to do is, and this is just the truth, I call you. I call Mark Z. Mark Z has placed lawyers in law firms all over town. And I feel, yes, he has some interest in certain lawyers, but I also think he's interviewed all them all. He's interviewed all the lawyers, and he knows who's good at what. And I also speak to lawyers, and then I narrow down my list. I do my research online, and then I narrow down my list, and then I call those lawyers, and I talk to them on the phone a little bit. And then from that phone list, I then go out and meet two or three of them. That's what I would do if it was my own case, and I was really worried about the case, if it was for me. If I was coaching a client, I might do it on their behalf.
Okay, and I think
I'm sorry about that long answer.
No, that's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
And it gives us a lot of
thought leadership. I start with insiders who might know the lawyers who've been in court with these lawyers.
Well, I actually think that that's starting with Mark is a good place. You were going to say
I'd also everything Jeff said is dead on. I'd also add look at the particular situation in terms of what kind of expertise are you looking for. And in that specialty. So, for example, if it's a family law situation, if you're going through a divorce, then you would say, what kind of divorce are you going through? Is it an amicable divorce? Then you'd speak to Mark Z, and I would say, okay, Peter, Jeffrey, here are the people that specialize in amicable divorces. If it's a divorce that's more of a complex divorce that's going to be litigated, you want somebody who can not be a crash and burn person, but somebody can really zealously represent you and then maybe can be collaborative when you need to be. So not only in every specialty, it's just not enough being a family law attorney. So I think that's important to look at the particular situation and maybe look at different people that have gone through those situations that have had an experience where they need that representation. So somebody, for example, Jeff does a lot of consulting to businesses, okay? So Jeff would know what businesses use different attorneys. So for example, if I needed an attorney for a business, you know, a litigator for a business matter, I would go to Jeff and say, Jeff, here's the particular situation. Here are the circumstances. And Jeff would say, okay, you know what you should do? Call this litigator, or here's a list of three litigators that if he were in that situation, he would use.
But you and I have, you more than me, we've had exposure to, I've had exposure to 100 law firms.
Right.
You've had exposure to thousands and thousands of lawyers. And
right.
So our expertise is different. And, you know, right away, you know, I do. I have my own personal legal, like, black book.
Right.
And, you know, someone says to me, I want, you know, I have a small business. We're doing international work. It's got technology. We have a lot of transactions.
And we've got somebody infringing on a patent.
I think of Peter, you know, right. And I think of different lawyers for as they knock off those categories. But most people who come to me, they don't know how to pick a lawyer. And I think that's what you're talking about. People right. just don't know how to pick a lawyer. And they're picking it for the wrong reasons. They're going to lay people for advice. They're going
right.
to their friends who have been through litigation or someone right. they met at a networking group or they know from, you know, from some charitable organization. They really don't know how they do at really practicing the law.
Right.
No, I think that that's true.
And it's a science, the law.
It really is a science. And I think that, you know, you guys are really right in the right ballpark. And it's the kind of issue that I talk about all the time with people, which is
we're going to be in a ballpark on Saturday, so you got us nailed. We're going to go see the Red Sox in Montreal.
In Montreal, and I wasn't.
We're
going
to be right in the. He bought the tickets. I had nothing to do with this. You can litigate him.
But as going back to what you say, Peter, just again, my point I was saying, and as Jeff says, he knows hundreds, I know thousands, but you need to have somebody to start. That was my point. Somebody, you look at your situation.
Credible starting point.
Correct.
But once you get to the credible starting point, what do you look for? I mean, you know, I think people, even when they have a good name to start with, don't really know what to ask or how to approach it.
I look
right.
at all professions. Ethics, intelligence, hard work.
Empathy.
Right.
You know.
Well, empathy comes with ethics a little bit with me, too.
You know, I would say to you that, you know, there are a lot of lawyers who can do what you think the problem is, but can you really solve their problem?
Right.
I mean, and sometimes, you know, a piece of litigation has ramifications. You know, this is the unintended consequences issue, which I keep, being concerned about.
Right.
But if you hire a lawyer who doesn't really care about what the impact is on you, then you can end up in a piece of litigation that drags on forever.
Oh, this process takes control of the individual. I tell that to clients all the time.
Well,
Be careful.
But a lot of lawyers won't tell the client that that's the issue. I mean, for example,
that's true. They don't want them to.
They don't want to. So I had a guy, a good friend of mine, said to me the other day, we were having breakfast. He said, and he kind of gave me this whole description of a malpractice case. And, you know, it sounded like he was kind of annoyed and pissed off. And there were some damages. I mean, I don't want to negate the amount of damages that had occurred, but it didn't sound like a huge case. You know, I come out of a malpractice litigation firm in my early days. And so you can kind of size up these cases. And I said to him, I said, you know, you're a good friend of mine. I said, you know, this is a head case. You know, it's a head injury. And I said, but this doesn't feel like you need to understand that if you get involved in this case, it's going to suck in your time. You know, you can't just hand it to the lawyer and say, go do it, or you're going to have a lawyer that you don't really want to deal with. And so he kind of poo-pawed me, and then he called, Sugarman, you know, who's really the top of the heap, and he gave him the same advice, and, you know, he called me back. He said, thank you. He said, you kind of got me started. You know, it might have been a case that might have been worth $50,000 or $100,000.
Right.
But what I was saying to him is, once you get into the process, the depositions, the interrogatories, it becomes intrusive. You need to be moving.
And the process owns you.
The process
right.
owns you.
Right.
And you forget that you need to be moving forward in your life, not holding on to the past.
I look at picking a lawyer like picking a surgeon. Surgeon says, I go to a surgeon, I say I have a knee problem. I can do surgery on you in 2 weeks. You're thinking, oh, in 2 weeks, I'm going to deal with my knee problem. You're really talking about 2 years of therapy.
Right.
Not just a knee surgery once. You're talking about knee surgery plus 2 years of therapy to recuperate if you really want to be where you want to be again. With a lawyer, you're looking at a couple of years. I always think that way. You're looking.
It's at least a couple of years. At least. It's serious litigation.
There's no such thing as a quick case. And a lot of clients go to lawyers and they get the feeling that this is going to be done and sewn up quickly. That's not the way the system works, right?
No, I would agree with that. But I want to go back to the issue of what do clients need to ask lawyers once they get that initial name? Because I think the first step is the step you guys are talking right. about, which is trying to figure out, you know, I mean, you can look at the bar association lists and you can call the Mass Bar and, you know, the Boston Bar, and they'll give you a list of names, which typically are not the right names,
right?
You know, which is right. kind of interesting. So you need to think about your professional friends who are involved in some kind of business, you know, that's related to the kind of litigation you're talking about, and honing in on a lawyer. But once you get a name, what do? I mean, really, you've got to go meet them, and you've got to figure out what the right questions are to ask them.
Right.
And what do you want out of a lawyer? I mean, I would say one of the things you really want out of a lawyer is empathy. I think, you know, somebody who gives you good advice
right.
is and somebody who is responsive.
I'm just going to say very good follow-up. That's a common complaint from people.
Always.
The lawyers never follow up with them. They never get back to them right away.
They never call back.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to me how those lawyers stay in business, you know, to
Correct.
Me.
Right.
I always liked the guy who trained me. He was a clinical psychologist. And when he trained me, he said to me, never leave the patient in the waiting room because you're always giving them the message that you don't care about them. And,
right.
And so whenever we were working, he would make sure I left the room and go and met them right on time. And if we were going to be late, to ask them if that was okay, to explain to them. And I think a lot of people, they're not trained in that part of the client relationship. The respect of the client.
I think that's right. I
doctors
mean,
aren't either nowadays either.
Right.
You go to the
right.
doctor's office for 1 o'clock appointment, they're taken in at 1:40.
Right.
If you're lucky.
Right.
You know.
Right.
No, but I think that this comes back to the professionalism that you're looking for. So if you have a lawyer, I would say another quality you're really looking for is somebody who is kind of stable, you know, who is calm. You know, who doesn't jump up and down, that this is a great case and I'm gonna defend you, you know, I'm gonna fight to the last drop of your blood kind of a case.
Right.
You know, and there are a lot of lawyers out there who do that kind of thing. And so, you know, I think it's very important to have a good comfort level with your lawyer. And you need to be not afraid to fire a lawyer once you get started.
I also think you should set ground rules with your lawyer. So, for example, how can I be in touch with you? When will I hear back from you? What's the best way to communicate with you so I can get answers? Sometimes it might be email, and because lawyers obviously read email and charge for email, just say, look, I'll respond to your email. If you really need me, please call me. But this way, at least the person is kept informed.
Well, you both have taught me. Well, in my conversation with both of you, don't let the lawyer manage you. You manage the lawyer.
Right.
You're the client. Peter, if someone wants to get hold of you and know more about how to manage litigation and how the process works best for the user, how would they find you?
They can reach me by my email, which is pmeyerson, M-Y-E-R-S-O-N, at crmllp.com. They can reach me through the Radio Entrepreneurs website. Or they can actually phone me, which I like. I still like the phone. At 617-742-2255 is my direct dial. Been a pleasure, guys.
Thanks for being on the show. This is On the Record from O'Brien Levine. If you're talking about litigators, who best to talk to than Mark Z and Peter Meyerson, two pillars of the Radio Entrepreneurs team.